T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 6:46 now, 14 before 7, highs of 55 today, and then 64 tomorrow, so a little bit warmer than it has been. And then Friday, highs of 59, 20% chance for showers. The weekend, playoff weekend, and keep in mind the Saints play the last game on Sunday, 5:40 kickoff. All of the action here on WWL starts at 11 o'clock, beg your pardon. The highs of 57 Saturday, 56 Sunday, nothing but sunshine, so get out and enjoy it. Right now we're in the upper 30s throughout the area. And Dr. Mike Strain joins us, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Man, I am doing very, very well. How are you? Happy New Year. You know, hopefully we can
Happy
get
New
some
Year
things
to
moving
you.
In a positive direction. You know?
Man, I hope so, too. I'm right there with you. I saw this story
yes,
in
sir.
The Advocate about the future of citrus in Plaquemines Parish. I live in Belchase, and about farmers growing older and about cumulative effects of hurricanes on citrus groves, et cetera. How worried are you, Mike, about the citrus industry in Louisiana, the future of citrus in Plaquemines Parish?
Well, I'm very concerned. You know, and our citrus farmers, they have been really working and struggling hard. And what's happened is, one, you do have aging, but two, we've seen a number of successive hurricanes. You know, we went to Katrina, then we went to Gustav and Ike, and then Isaac, and now Zeta. And if you look back with Hurricane Isaac is where we believe that citrus canker came in through Isaac, through the storm. That storm set over Plaquemines Parish for like 18 hours. It wasn't long after that we started seeing these diseases. These diseases, of course, start off in Asia. They were predominant in Florida. And now the problem is that we have the citrus greening disease, which is spread by psyllid. And we've been working very hard and got a pretty good handle on that. We went down and any abandoned groves with the owner's permission were destroyed. And then the farmers, we were able to get federal monies to build these really solid greenhouse facilities that had positive pressure. In other words, the citrus psyllid, the bug couldn't get in, and also that it was protected from the environment. And then we had hurricanes come in, and that was specifically Zeta, that tore up those greenhouses and exposed them to the atmosphere and exposed them to the citrus canker. And what happens when you have these diseases, then you have to go into quarantine. And so they've lost a lot of crops. Now, we're working with them through one what's called the Federal Tree Assistance Program, also trying to get what we call some ad hoc assistance. I spoke with the governor's office specifically this week, and I've spoken with them a number of times. But it's very difficult when you're fighting, the environment and diseases. And these hurricanes, they're getting stronger, and it's hard. And so what happens, almost all, our farmers, they can take getting knocked down once, getting knocked down twice, but progressively it's difficult. And so, about half of the overall citrus industry and probably the predominance is in Plaquemines Parish. And they've had a hard time. They're good, solid, strong people, and they love what they do, and they produce a tremendous product. But they're fighting a number of things at the same time.
right, a couple of things. We come back, we'll talk about, and I hope this isn't too terribly a dumb question because, you know, Mike, you teach us something every time you're here. How do these insects, how do hurricanes, and you can tell us when we come back because we've got to stop for traffic, but how do hurricanes bring those bugs in? What does that have to do with anything? Yeah. And when it comes to Plaquemines, they're getting it not just from above but from below, as I understand it. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, our friend. Nice man. He's always here to teach us something. We're going to learn when we come back right now at 6:51. Time for traffic on WWL. 6:55, 5 before 7. Tommy Tucker talking to our friend, Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. And we're talking about the future of the citrus industry in Plaquemines, and they're facing some challenges. This was an article we found in our partners, The Advocate. So, Mike, when it comes to these invasive insects, how does a hurricane bring them in? Is it as simple as they get caught up in the wind and come from whatever country they come from, and a hurricane just brings them in?
Yes, and of course, you know, it's a whole idea of disease theory has changed. When you think about that, you can get a hurricane, and then in the upper atmosphere, you will have, you know, dust, you have water, you have insects, you have spores, you know, bacterial spores, and those things can be transmitted, viruses. If you remember back when there was the big foot and mouth outbreak in Ireland, that came from a dust storm, the dust from Sierra Leone. You remember a few months back when they told us to go out and look at the moon, you could see the ring around it from the dust from Africa. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that dust has hitchhikers. So what we worry about is viruses. Specifically, we worry about foot and mouth disease. We worry about spores. But if you look at Plaquemines Parish, it was after Hurricane Ike, we started seeing the citrus greening disease. And then after Isaac, we started seeing the citrus canker. And now we have the hurricane issue with Zeta, where it just tore everything up. A lot of these diseases, one, you have to have some type of microscopic damage to the plant. You've got like a scratch or cut, if you would think, you know, in human terms. And for, you know, for different bugs to get in. And so you get that from the storm. But when you talk about how it spreads, you know, you used to think of things spreading 50 yards, 100 yards. But now we know that they can spread, you know, move literally 10,000 miles on a major storm of some kind. And so the other thing that's happened is that with climate change, the temperatures have changed. And so what we're seeing is invasive species, all different types, one latitude further north than they normally would be. And so they come into a new latitude, and guess what? It's a picnic because, again, it's new territory for them. There's no background immunity to it, and you have some severe challenges. So we're worried about, one, the resurgence of the boll weevil because of hurricanes. They can come in on the wind and come in on floodwaters as well. You look at all the different phenomena. We've been fighting rosocaine. So it's a number of things. And so one of the things that we do at the department, we're constantly watching for new invasive species. We get one or two every 1 or 2 years. Florida averages 10 per year. And so it's something that it's the new world that we live in, and we have to be ready for it. We all have to work together, you know, to, one, identify it, two, quarantine it, three, eradicate it, and figure out how to keep it from coming back.
When it comes to the Plaquemines farmers, and I mentioned that they're getting it from above and below, salt water's hurting them as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at Hurricane Katrina, and my family farmed there during Hurricane Katrina. We'd been there, I guess, 15 or 20 years, and we got fresh water from Katrina. It came over the Mississippi River levee, and it was tough. But when you look at Hurricane Ike, it was salt water, and the salt water coming in through the Barataria from the backside, that salt water gets in, and it's tough for several years. And a lot of those groves that were exposed to salt water didn't recover well. They just didn't do well. Not only that, you know, the tremendous damage that is there. And you also have less and less people that choose to live in those areas to work on the farms because of the effect of progressive hurricanes. But saltwater is really, really hard on livestock. It's hard on the nursery industry. We're trying to work. If you look at what we're doing, there's a lot of science and technology going on. We know that if we can generate bud stock that has genetic information from the spinach plant, you graft the citrus tree onto that, it has natural resistance to the citrus psyllid that transmits citrus greening. We're hoping that we can find genetic stocks that are naturally resistant to citrus canker, as well as the potential of vaccinating these plants against these diseases. So there's a lot of science going on as well.
I knew we'd learn something. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Pleasure as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.